Hello, and welcome to the Legal Marketing 2.0 podcast. I am your host, Guy Alvarez, and today we're going to talk about responsible AI, how marketing leaders should build governance to ensure effective deployment of generative artificial intelligence. Our guest today is Al Badricki. Al leads the Affiliate Marketing and Solutions Partner Program at Jasper AI. Al has over 15 years of experience in leading ecosystems, platforms, and partnerships. He has been instrumental in scaling startups, pre- and post-IPO organizations. One of Al's most notable achievements is growing HubSpot platform product ecosystem to over 500 app partners and its channel program to over 3,000 agency partners. Al also helped build and scale Airtable's extension marketplace and service partner program. Welcome to the show, Al.
Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Thank you for being here. It's great to have you here and talking about AI, the hottest topic going on right now. So, Al, before we dive into the questions I have for you, tell us a little bit more about, you know, how you got into the world of tech and AI. Like, what did your career path look like?
Yeah, and AI, because it's relatively new, at least to the general masses over the past couple of years. My time in it feels short, but also very long, given how it's like very compressed to the past like 2 years. But I kind of fell upon it serendipitously after my stint at Airtable. A past colleague of mine, Megan Keeney Anderson, who leads the marketing team over here, got in touch with me, and she was building a partnerships motion here at the company itself. So while I had dabbled in AI a little bit before, I had used some tools, it was until I kind of got in touch with her and saw a really interesting use case for marketers and marketing teams as it pertains to generative AI as it was taking off. And it just felt like the right time to kind of make the jump and kind of dive in head first. Also, AI kind of looks like Al, so it was a really nice match as well in that regard too. So that was another reason why. But it kind of happened serendipitously, and I felt like the right place to be at the right time given its acceleration.
I love it. That's great. Let's dive in a little bit. So obviously, AI is all the rage, and a lot of marketing directors and marketing professionals at law firms are looking to ways that they can use AI in an impactful manner. So what are some impactful ways that marketing professionals can leverage generative AI to augment their existing marketing strategies?
Yeah, I think, first and foremost, one of the best things that AI, or at least generative AI, unlocks right now is just content acceleration. Like, I think that's the magic that we've seen, especially with like the launch of ChatGPT and tools like Jasper, where you put in a prompt and it gives you an output based on whatever that generative large language model provides. So I think first and foremost, it could just help with content acceleration. But I would encourage leaders to start thinking about not just how you move faster with generative AI, but looking for ways to then tie that to impact. I think that's what marketers care about too. It's not just can we move faster, but like, is that actually driving results? So I think, taking a look at not just using a tool to produce results faster, but starting to figure out now, next, how can I tie that to real marketing metrics, real marketing strategies, and make more of an impactful way of doing it. So integrating with tools, ensuring that you have that closed loop reporting. If you're, publishing content using generative AI tool, how can you measure the success of that? But that's really how I would, kind of encourage marketing leaders to start figuring out ways that generative AI can not just help you accelerate the content process, but also make it more impactful as well.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It sounds really good, but I'm sure there are some limitations and risks associated with generative AI. What are these that marketing leaders should be aware of?
Yeah, I think like the first limitation is, you've probably heard it in some of the headlines or seen it, is just like hallucinations in general. Like, large language models are built off of specific ways that the prompt is going to give you an output. And it's based on code. It's based on the way that these things are structured. Sometimes you're not full or incomplete answers as these tools are being honed and fully developed. So that's where the human element comes in. You want to make sure, you know, you fact check, you review the content, you make sure it's up to speed in the way that you need it to. So that's something to keep in mind. I saw an interesting article actually the other day that said, you know, hallucinations aren't necessarily a bug, they're a feature. This is just the way that these, you know, these tools are operating. Yeah. So it's definitely something to keep in mind. It's like, yeah, they, you know, they weren't intended to, you know, be foolproof. There is also the human element to add on top of it. So that's one major limitation just to be aware of is use these tools. So you don't like look at it as like, hey, it's going to be 100% AI, like running this thing. You still need to have the human element layered on top or alongside it as you use these tools to get the output that you need.
Yeah, and I think that's very important for our listeners to understand, right? We're not suggesting that you're using an AI as your overall solution for content creation. You're still going to need human intervention. You're still going to need the ability to fact check. And also, you know, AI can be a great ideation tool. You also want to introduce the human element to that. Another thing that I know, obviously, in our industry in particular is very important is governance, right? With a regulated industry like the legal industry, governance plays a very important role. Talk a little bit about AI governance and what law firms and other organizations should look at when using AI.
And like as it pertains to generative AI and tools that can help you build, you know, content or write content for you, you know, I think first and foremost, as it pertains to governance, you should make sure that you have transparent guidelines for how your organization is leveraging AI to share internally and most importantly, externally with your prospects and customers. You're probably seeing headlines right now about how, you know, people got in trouble or, you know, got let go or whatever because they weren't disclosing the fact that they were using AI. So, you know, first and foremost, transparency is the way to go. I would encourage, you know, the listeners, you know, who especially, you know, law firms or people that, you know, that practice legal to build, you know, AI policies to publish on your website, get alignment with your organization on, you know, how you're going to be using these tools, how, you know, your customers should expect that the content that you're creating is created by AI and humans. You know, we at Jasper, we have templates that have been crafted by our legal team that you could kind of use as a starting point, but it's definitely something to get ahead of. As these tools become, you know, more proliferated, and you know, your teams might be just going and trying them, you know, without your knowledge. So, you know, taking a step back and you know, really figuring out how you want to approach it, being transparent, and then building the right resources to share internally, externally is a good first step to take.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting when we started using Jasper, and obviously we're now a launch partner. I was a little afraid of telling our clients that we're going to be using AI, but you know, we published our policy, we're letting our clients know how and when we're using it. And the response has been really good, right? I haven't really heard any negative response. They appreciate the transparency and they appreciate the fact that, you know, there is very much still a human element involved, but we are able to turn things around quicker and, you know, with a better breadth of content that we were probably in the past.
And I think it's super important as you're, you know, as you're exploring using AI or working with somebody who's considering doing it is, you know, not just spelling out the benefits, of course, but making sure that like, you know, folks are aware of the limitations of the things that need to happen in order for it to be used responsibly across an organization, right?
Do you want to start a successful podcast that will generate leads for your law firm? At Good2Be Social, we work with many different law firms and help them to produce and promote their podcasts. Podcasts today are more popular than ever. In fact, today's internet users routinely use podcasts on a monthly, weekly, or even daily basis to stay informed and be entertained. As this medium continues to grow, law firms don't want to fall behind and need to move beyond traditional written content and onto the digital airwaves. Unfortunately, when it comes to podcasting, many legal marketers aren't sure about where to start. With our latest ebook, The Law Firm Guide to Podcasting, readers can learn how to choose a format, a topic, and a name that will get you noticed, how to select and reach out to potential guests, the technology and the recording basis you know to produce a successful show, as well as how to measure the success of your podcast. So hurry now, go to the Good to Be Social website and look for the Law Firm Guide to Podcasting ebook. So how can an organization start to practice responsible AI, you know, to ensure that they're future-proofing their business, for leveraging AI and accelerating their marketing efforts? What are the steps that you think, you know, an organization that is just beginning should take?
Yeah, I think, you know, one thing that we recommend, and you're going to start to see a lot of organizations already doing this, is to build an AI council. You know, it's getting cross-functional stakeholders across the organization in different functions to get on the same page for how you're going to be leveraging AI, you know, how it's going to be communicated to prospects, customers, to internal employees externally, and figuring out a way that this governance takes shape across the organization internally and externally. We have a lot of content on our blog about, you know, some of the ways that you could start building an AI council. I really do, though, think that a marketing leader can be the one to really shepherd this across, especially as it pertains to the uses of generative AI, because it's all about creating content that relies on communication of ideas, of products, of services. And who better, you know, than a marketing leader to be the one to really, you know, be the captain of building an AI council and organization leading the charge.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. So we're getting a lot of questions, and I'm getting a lot of questions about, you know, there's obviously there's ChatGPT, there's Bard. How is Jasper different? Obviously, we chose Jasper for a variety of reasons. You know, I met you at the Inbound conference, obviously, and was fascinated by what you guys were doing. But maybe for our listeners, sort of explain how Jasper is different from your ChatGPTs and your Bards.
Yeah, I think it all really boils down to use case and where these types of solutions are focusing. And for us, you know, we're really laser focused on the marketing use case and solving for marketers the things that they care about. And what I mentioned, you know, at the beginning, you know, not just producing content faster, but figuring out ways to, you know, train and retrain Jasper on what was successful and why it was successful to do better marketing outcomes in the future. That's what we're really building here. I think you'll see a lot of these tools being, you know, consumer-based or pretty broad in terms of what they're solving for. We saw the need to solve for marketers who, you know, are building content that is driving real business outcomes. And we wanted to, you know, build a generative AI platform that could help solve for that. So lots of tools out there. Feels like at least a dozen every hour, but that's, yeah, you know, that's where we're focusing in on to solve for sure.
And one of the things that I was fascinated by with Jasper, which is a big reason why we chose Jasper, is the ability to sort of teach Jasper the tone of voice, the way the messaging, the way that the firm or the company speaks in the digital arena. Talk a little bit more about that and the functionality that Jasper uses for that.
Yeah. Again, it's back to that sort of solving for the marketer use case. Not only, you know, impact and, you know, measuring results is what marketers care about, but also like, how does an organization sound? A lot of marketing teams are the ones that build, you know, the style guide, how you're going to be communicating to prospects and customers and who your audience is. And they have that core like ideology in their minds and likely down in a style guide or a brand book at an organization. So, you know, we're seeing that a connective tissue between those artifacts that marketers are building and how a platform like Jasper can be trained to output content that aligns with brand tone, voice, et cetera, to be more consistent. Because, you know, if you look at a team of marketers at any organization, a lot of times they have their own writing styles and it needs to go through a series of edits in terminology. And if you could train Jasper to be the one that takes you 50% of the way at the first stab at how something should sound, you're going to be more consistent. It's going to take less edits. So it's going to help with that content acceleration impact process that was talked about. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been amazed since we started to use Jasper. You know, it's really learning how we write and how we speak, and not just for us, but for our clients as well. It's really fascinating how quickly it does, and it makes our job a lot easier. Last question I have for you, and this is a question I get all the time, as you can imagine, you know, running a marketing agency, SEO. right? A lot of clients asking, well, you know, how is AI going to impact SEO? You know, is SEO, are search engines going to penalize content that's created through AI, or what is exactly what should we should be doing from an SEO perspective? And I know you're not an SEO expert, but I'd love to hear your opinion on, you know, where do you think it is now and where do you think it's going?
Yeah, I should honestly get our head of SEO on a future podcast for you, because
I think that'd
she's
be great
just a wealth
idea.
Of knowledge. She's a wealth of knowledge for where it is now and where it's going. You know, from the cheap seats and me kind of observing, you know, all the great content and thought leadership she's thinking about, what I can observe is at a high level, like the best content and the best ideas will still win. In terms of how that is factored into SERP's algorithms and, you know, how that is decided upon, I think it's still largely TBD, especially as AI becomes more and more of a component of search. So I think first and foremost, like best ideas will always win. And I think humans and the human element of, you know, AI assisted content creation is going to still be important. So you should never strip that out of it. So I don't know the specifics, but I know best ideas will win and you'll still want to have that human element component in the AI assisted content creation that you do. So
That's great. No, I agree. I think that's sort of where things are headed, but it is still a big TBD and we're tracking it closely so we can advise our clients accordingly. Let me finish with this. So obviously you're in charge of the partner program at Jasper. We are obviously one of the initial launch partners and we're very happy to be that. How do you see the partner program evolving? What are your goals? What are the things that you want to see, you know, at the end of this year and the year after? Like, where do you see the partner program going for agencies like us?
Yeah, I'm really excited because I think there's just a huge fundamental shift happening with service providers and how they start thinking about where they add value around AI tools like Jasper. I think it's kind of like a similar transformation that you probably saw when like the website became a thing over two decades ago. You know, traditional marketing agencies were like, oh, geez, like now we got to figure out like websites are a thing now. Where do we add value and augment that? And there's so much surface area for companies like Good2B Social to, you know, help train Jasper on brand tone and voice and understand how it should be optimized for that and continue to optimize for it. So there's so much like blue ocean opening up that I'm excited about, but there is like a step function. And I'm really excited that organizations like Good2B Social are already jumping like headfirst into like pioneering that. So yeah, I think it's just going to be a big shift, but I'm excited to help organizations shepherd their way through it.
Fantastic. Well, we for one are very excited and our journey so far has been phenomenal. Al, I know you're very busy, so I'm going to let you go soon. But before I let you go, perhaps you have a word of advice for our audience. You know, something if they haven't dove in yet into generative AI or are looking to get started. You know, what do you recommend? What should be their next steps?
I'll give you sort of like a high level takeaway, and then probably like a resource where you could kind of continue your learning. I think the first takeaway is that AI is just feels like it's moving at a blistering, anxiety-inducing pace that you just can't keep up with. Like you log into your LinkedIn feed and you see like 10 posts about it and you're like, how am I ever going to keep up? I think one thing to keep in mind is that like 99% of the world like still hasn't like caught up or figured out where this business utility is. So it's like, it's nice to see where it's going and keep an eye on it, but be reminded that like you can still offer very like great business utility to the rest of the world by learning the basics and figuring out where it plugs in to just basic business needs. So just like keep that in mind. It's like see where it's going and be aware of it, but also realize that you don't need to be on the splitting cutting edge all the time to be impactful. Yeah. It's always important to like that. The train's moving fast, but like there's a lot of people that haven't even left the station. So just keep that in mind. I think, you know, to learn more and to keep learning more, obviously, like, you know, we're putting out great content on the Jasper blog, and Megan Keeney Anderson, who I work with very closely, always has a really great perspective on where this is going. I think the Marketing AI Institute, led by Paul Raitzer, has some really great stuff. He's been digging in here for over a decade and, you know, it's really picked up. He's just a wealth of really great knowledge and insights as well. So I would plug them. They've been a really great partner for us too, as we start to figure some of this stuff out.
That's great. Well, we'll add a link to that in the show notes. That's great. I want to thank our audience for listening today. If you enjoyed today's episode and you want to make sure you don't miss any future episodes, you can go to goodtobesocial.com/podcast. You can subscribe there. You can also check out some more great past episodes. Al, thank you for everything. We are super excited to be part of the Jasper Launch Partner Program. And thank you for everything that you've done personally to shepherd us along. It's been great meeting you, and I look forward to a continued relationship.
Thanks so much, Guy. Appreciate it.